880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are here for another edition of Freed on Business, and it is a historic day in the capital markets as the Dow closed above 16,000 for the first time ever. Wow, it seems like the world is really heating up. I even went to the gas pumps, and it seems like gas went up about 10 cents in the last week. So I guess the world is starting to consume gas and starting to invest, and it's just really a wonderful thing as the markets keep coming back. And hey, I'm in real estate, and where I'm sitting, it's pretty darn hot. We've got some great things going on in the commercial real estate market. The hottest sector is multifamily, and perhaps the hottest sector within multifamily is student housing. We're going to talk student housing with Andy Hogshead. He's the CEO and of the Collier Companies up in Gainesville. They're the largest privately held owner of student housing in the United States. Dave, take us away. Bring us back because we've got Andy on hold. I want to get to him right away. Stick with us.
To that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
All right. Cardiovascular disease is a leading cause of death in the United States, claiming the lives of more than 80 million adults each year. You can lower your risk of heart disease through early detection and positive lifestyle changes. And UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, they can help you with HeartAware, UHealth's convenient online screening tool. You can learn more about your risk for cardiovascular disease right at home, as well as lifestyle changes to help you live longer and healthier. Heart and cardiovascular disease don't wait, and neither should you. Visit umiamihospital.com and search for UHealth Aware or call 305-689-1000 for an appointment today.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out our friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are talking commercial real estate. We're talking about perhaps the hottest sector in the commercial real estate market. It's sort of new, it's evolving, and it is red hot. We're with Chief Executive Officer of the Collier Companies, Andy Hogshead. They're the largest privately held owner of student housing in the U.S. Andy has helped them acquire more than 7,000 units and raised more than $700 million in debt and equity. He has a 25-year background in real estate finance, and has been all over the real estate industry, working with Wachovia and all up in New York. We're going to get right to it. Andy Hogshead, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Now, Andy, you're up in Gainesville, but you guys own properties in other markets as well, don't you?
Yes. We're primarily focused in Florida. It's a great demographic state for students and young adults, and we're also in Georgia and Oklahoma.
No, that's great. Now, Andy, student housing, when you first got into it a few years ago, was probably not the darling that it is today. What's been changing?
I think most people perceive student housing to be some sort of variant of Animal House. they anticipate that people are not going to pay their rent. They're going to waste money on beer. They're going to destroy the place. They are going to more fun partying at your expense than other multifamily housing options. And, in fact, the opposite is true. We have parent guarantors. We have very strict lifestyle policies and just generally set expectations. With that, a whole housing option has sort of evolved by the bed leasing, where parents are not responsible for all of the roommates on a lease, just their child. That's allowed us to focus on building specific projects for students that are highly amenitized and much more like resorts. And along with that, I think, comes a level of respect for the property. So, you know, kids see a nice property and they're less inclined to want to try to trash it.
You know, when I was going to college back in the Stone Age, around the time we all invented the automobile and a little bit after fire was in discovered, my friends lived in houses. They had a bunch of bedrooms. Maybe somebody's parents bought the house, or perhaps we all lived in a 3 or 4 bedroom standard seeming apartment complex. What's the difference between that and what you guys are doing today? Sort of the evolution. What's going on today?
Well, there always will be a segment of the student market that wants to live in a house. There will always be a segment of the student market that wants to live in a conventional apartment. But today, especially the undergraduates, really want a social experience. And so they tend to, especially as young undergraduates, want to have several roommates because they see that as the opportunity to have several groups of friends. And they want to live in a very luxurious, very highly amenitized property, and they want that property to have, you know, a big resort-style pool, and they want amenities like tanning beds and fully tricked-out fitness centers and coffee bars and internet cafes and, you know, whatever is the flavor of the month. It's kind of become an amenities war in purpose-built student housing.
Now, are the parents willing to pay up for that? Because somebody has to pay the freight for that.
The good news for the parents is because they are just paying for one bedroom out of that 2, 3, or 4 bedroom suite, they're really only renting about 400 square feet. So the face price is lower for them.
Wow.
If they were to go into a conventional apartment, maybe they would pay, let's just make numbers up here, $2,100 for a 3-bedroom apartment, but they into a student housing apartment, pay only $700 for the for the privilege of having one bedroom. They are not responsible for the other two leases. Generally speaking, cable and internet and some amount of utilities are included. Furniture is usually provided. Oftentimes, they have nice big screen TVs, and they all that for one price, as opposed to kind of a more a la carte system.
Some of these big companies are looking at green. They give you extra for green or anything like that. Is there like cost containment here that's available? Maybe making this stuff green. Does that matter to people?
I think it matters a lot for marketing purposes. It does remain to be seen whether or not they will actually pay for that.
Well, I guess if it's good for marketing purposes, if it doesn't increase the rental rate, it does at least increase the absorption. Now, I've seen as an investor, I've been presented with a whole bunch of stuff at some of the big, large universities across the country. I've seen out at the next exit on the turnpike, 1,000 units with a big pool. And I've seen stuff that's real in town and close in, and maybe that's just 35 or 40 units on a rehab basis. And then you've got these purpose-built properties. Where does it all kind of fit together? Or maybe it's all just a matrix of selection, and they pick what they like.
I do think university housing and housing in university towns is very much of a splintered market. I think that there's room for all those kinds of properties. I think that, if you look at houses by a university, there will be a segment of people that want to live there. College students, that's just kind of what they want to do. There are the kids that are nerds. There are kids that are social. There are kids that are party. And different options appeal to all of them.
Well, I know why then everybody was jealous of me, because I was a nerdy partier that got good grades. I guess that they would have all wanted to be in my unit. That's a for darn sure thing. Now, Andy, let's go to Gainesville a little bit.
Yeah.
You guys are one of the dominant folks in Gainesville. I used to live in an area that we used to call the student ghetto, and that's really changed dramatically. Could you kind of talk about the evolution that you and Nathan have helped bring to the north side of the University of Florida and help deliver some more modern housing out there?
Sure. Student housing was, for many years, just conventional housing that happened to be close to a university. And as is true of a lot of rental housing, landlords tended not to reinvest in their asset because if their location was good enough, they didn't have to. Also, I think back in the day, with you when dinosaurs ruled the earth, the kids didn't care as much. Now, in an era of helicopter parents and kids who have grown up never sharing a bathroom with a sibling, let alone some complete stranger, I think expectations have changed.
Well,
and
yeah.
With that, we have kept pace with our resident. We have upgraded and amenitized and tried to, come up with advantages that allow us to charge premium prices for our properties.
Well, all I can tell you is that you just described where I used to live, which was an absolute dump. I won't go into how you could hear what was going on upstairs, downstairs, left, right, or whatever, or the fact that the wind blew through, and it was, believe me, for a kid from Miami, freezing cold in Gainesville, and all we had was this one little gas thing that I think was invented right after we invented fire in the wheel. But I want you to hold on to the thought about what happened in the past, because we're going to talk about what's happening today and in the future of student housing. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to be back with Andy Hogshead, CEO of the Collier Companies, back after this. I gotta tell you, I wish I was on TV. You should have seen Dave doing the air guitar solo back there. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
You look forward to that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are talking hot real estate sector with Andy Hogshead. What's that hot sector? It's student housing. That sector's on fire with capital and developers chomping at the bit, but Andy's got an edge. Andy is with the Collier Companies. They're the largest privately held owner of student housing in the U.S. Welcome back, Andy.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Now, Andy, I've been reading here in, like, let's say, some of the press that the University of Florida plans to build a $25 million dormitory to accommodate handicapped students, and it's part of a goal to have 24% of the students living in the university housing by 2015. Is that going to impact the business of student housing up in Gainesville?
It may have some impact. However, a lot of the interesting things going on here are Innovation Square, which is a public-private partnership to develop new technology and license it, and for the university and the academic faculty here to profit from their inventions. And that will drive a lot of new housing options. You know, a lot of those people will be grad students and research fellows that stay. It's not necessarily what people think of when they think of student housing. But, you know, as I said before, university housing actually has a very wide spectrum of applications.
Now, so is student housing a profit center for these universities?
I don't think dorms are a profit center for the universities. I think they have different goals, which sometimes makes public-private partnerships with them a challenge.
So that was my next question. Are some of these on-campus dorms privately developed, and are some private facilities adjacent to campus perhaps have a relationship with the university directly?
Yes, definitely. That is a very hot development in the sector. State universities especially are challenged for funds. Any dollars they receive in their building fund would probably be better served by building new science classes or computer labs than they would building dorms. There is an abundance of capital right now to partner with private companies such as ours and to develop dorm space either on campus, as you suggested, or immediately off campus, well located, in such a way to offer the students essentially dorm space with a university wrapper, but not use university funds.
Now, you mentioned something quite interesting, which is, during our discussion, we've talked about proximity to the campus, and I talked about some stuff that's out, you know, miles out in the middle of nowhere. And one of the things that I've noticed in these large college towns is that the traffic is getting really, really bad. It's almost like, I don't want to say Miami, but it's certainly much worse than the people living in a small college town would come to expect. So I got to believe that these in-town locations are rather desirable.
Absolutely. Proximity to campus. It's a phenomenon that is true of young adults, millennials in general. They value that live-work-play mentality more than previous groups, and they do like to be able to congregate, and that generally means that they like sort of a denser living experience, which places a premium on student housing that's close to campus. Kids want to hang out with their friends, and they want to be able to find them easily.
Well, let's talk about that a little more in detail. So it sounds to me like the best locations or some of the best locations for student housing are close into the university. That would be the higher density and the more relatively expensive locations. What I've seen around the rest of the state is that there's starting to become a trend of cost sharing where you have a mixed-use project, maybe you have some residential, you have some retail, you have some office, some hotel. Are you starting to see a trend like that of student housing be a component of mixed-use projects?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One, it's natural for, let's say, a retail development to try to take advantage of a very affluent niche, which has an awful lot of disposable cash. Two, a lot of the redevelopment codes are seeking mixed-use projects because they feel that it makes better use of their land. And three, I think it's just the right way to maximize the quality of a development from a cost and income perspective.
Now, here's an idea. You've got this university town, you've got the big university, you've got the housing all around it, and then you got the rest of the folks that live in the town. You know, they do business with the university, etc. Is there sort of a desire to bring the student housing, the university, and everything together to kind of create a momentum in certain areas, perhaps in downtowns, or help the city kind of interact with the university? Maybe the student housing is a great focal point for that.
There should be. There's a lot of concern in some communities about student housing. It still has, oftentimes, as I said before, an image of sort of an animal house kind of living environment, and people are afraid of noise, they're afraid of crime, they're afraid of, debauchery and wantonness.
That doesn't happen in college towns. Come on, Andy.
No. Only when we were there.
Shame on you, Andy.
But
you Harvard boy, tell me more.
Once people get over that, I think that they see the benefits.
You know, I forgot to mention that Andy sits on the executive committee of the National Multi-Housing Council and the advisory boards for the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. So he does have a great perch to kind of see what's happening in all the other sectors. Now, Andy, what do you see coming up in the future of student housing? We've seen a heck of an evolution from the animal house to the basically military-style housing that I lived in, to palatial, lake-filled stuff out on the highway with, you know, volleyball courts and movie theaters and all kinds of stuff. What the heck is next?
I do think there is a trend towards higher density, closer in living. I think that there will be a trend towards using the internet more. I mean, we are locked in an arms race for providing the fastest internet speeds with the highest bandwidth, and you know, just when you think you're done, you're turning around and reinvesting some more. I think that there will be probably more public-private partnerships. I think that you will have opportunities for doing other types of student housing, just as students today are not as uniform as they were 30, 40 years ago. They are going to be even more diverse in the future. People need to come up with ways to house graduate students, ways to house people who are doing distance learning programs and coming in and maybe, you know, they're at a campus for a month. You know, so that would look almost more like an extended stay hotel.
Oh, wow, Andy, you're seeing the future there, man. Now, let's talk a little bit about the capital markets. We've only got a couple of minutes left, and I want to get to one of your real historic specialties, the capital markets. How's institutional debt and equity treating this sector?
Institutional debt is very available. Freddie and Fannie have been great friends to the multifamily industry over the last 3 or 4 years. Honestly, I think that it's one of the big reasons that apartments have held up so well in asset values when other deserving asset types have suffered. You know, office and retail have suffered as much from a lack of institutionally available capital as lack of customer demand. So that has been easy. There has been an awful lot of equity capital coming in on the institutional side. We have three REITs in the space. They are, like all REITs right now, suffering a little bit from taper shock, as a friend of mine called it. but there is plenty of institutional capital available. You might almost worry that there's too much.
Well, I can only say that if there's a lot of capital heading into the sector, I want to build into it and sell. That's what I want to do. Andy,
yep.
I really want to I want to tell you I appreciate you taking out the time. If people have kids that are going up to Gainesville and they want to find the premier housing provider up there, how would they find you guys?
Callyourcompanies.com.
No, I think that says it all, because we're talking about being internet connected. Andy Hogshead, executive of the Collier Companies, the largest privately held owner of student housing, member of the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, and an executive committee member of the National Multi-Housing Council. I want to thank you for giving your insider's look to student housing to our listeners today.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's my pleasure, Andy. Go Gators and go Collier Companies. We'll be back after this short break. We're going to talk about how to make your bottom line better in your commercial real estate project with good, solid energy management. Back after this.
Forward to that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, if your kid's going to college, and you better listen in. When you have to buy, or when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
Would you spend 7 minutes on something that could add years to your life? Well, UHealth Aware is a group of free online health screening tools offered by the University of Miami Health System. These tools show you your risk factors for heart disease and stroke. They even show you lifestyle changes you can make right now to reduce your risks and protect your health. These serious conditions can build up over years, but can be avoided or minimized with simple lifestyle changes and proper medical attention. So take a few minutes to learn more about how to protect your greatest asset, your health. Visit umiamihospital.com and search for Health Aware, or call 305-689-1000 for an appointment today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business.
To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. That was a smoking couple of segments with Andy on student housing. I hope you caught it. If you didn't, it'll be up on the internet on our website, www.freedonbusiness.com, within the next day or so. Hey, everybody, UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, brings you the brightest minds and the best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other? Do they ever cross-reference your symptoms? Do they ever check your medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Hey, everybody, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes Bascom-Palmeri Institute, which is ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for a 10th year in a row. It also includes the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what the future in healthcare is going to look like, just check this stuff out that they've got at UHealth. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series. It's online now at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, patients, and other items that make UHealth great, and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative things over there. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you today. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
All right, we are back, and we've got Corey Vanderpool. She's on. She's with Magnum Energy Solutions, one of our big sponsors, and we always want to thank Magnum for being part of the show. Welcome, Corey.
Thank you. Good to talk to you again, Jim.
Oh, Corey, you're the best. You've always got some really cool stuff to talk about, because I am absolutely uninformed about the kind of stuff that you guys do. So everything you talk about to me helps me make money, because I own commercial real estate, and I want to talk to you about how to save money on that. You know, we had Andy Hogshead on, who's the head of the big University of Florida thing going on there at UHealth, and I'm sorry, the big University of Florida student housing thing. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about what you guys do in the student housing sector. I mean, you have universities that you provide services to, don't you?
Absolutely. We do a lot of work with colleges and universities. Primarily, so far, it's been helping these universities retrofit their dorms. In certain cases, it's to just where the ultimate goal is to reduce energy consumption. And in other cases, it's actually brought significantly improved thermal comfort to students that prior to our technology were kind of just at the mercy of whether the university had it on hot or cold.
Funny.
Both from a comfort level and from an energy-saving standpoint. So it's been a really important and growing vertical for us. Yeah.
Now, universities across the country, we all know, are facing budget cutbacks. Some of the smaller universities are laying off faculty and cutting back programs and having real big problems.
Yeah.
How much could their utility bills in their – they must be paying the utility bills, so you must be able to help them out.
Absolutely. So we have documented – case studies of colleges and universities where we're helping them save, on average, between 25 and 45% energy. However, we have instances where, for instance, one university in particular, when students were not on campus, so during breaks and during the summer, during breaks and holidays and the summer session, we actually had documented 68% energy savings because just like a hotel room, people leave, you know, people come in, they do a little maintenance, housekeeping, cleans up a little bit, leaves everything on, and it stays on for a significant period of time. So 25 to 45% documented on average, but we've gone, you know, upwards of 68% energy savings for universities and colleges.
So it sounds to me like every person in facilities at these universities, or golly, every person in the finance department, the heck with the facilities people, need to be looking at alternatives like this to help them keep our education system competitive.
Absolutely. Just like any business, Jim, I mean, if you can find ways to reduce your bottom line and commit those costs, which are significant when you talk about energy consumption, to something more related to the mission, whether it's a business or a university or a hotel. I mean, a hotel saves it, on energy, it provides better amenities. A university can provide more graduate programs. I mean, you know, a business can hire more people. I mean, who knows? You know, when you, and unfortunately, it's still a cost that we just assume we have to pay. And yes, we have to pay our electricity bill, but that usage is not determined. It is not set in stone. And we can, you know, universities can, and anybody can use that to better support their mission.
So then we talked to Andy. He talked a little bit about there's private universities going, there's public universities going, there's private developers, there's public developers. What have you seen as far as the people that are most likely to work on this? You only work with universities and big corporations, or do you work with the owners of the facilities as well if they're private?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, we do a lot of multifamily, and we do, you know, just regular commercial too, you know, excuse me, regular residential as well. So there's no difference in the work we do in the multifamily world than potentially what's happening, with respect to privately owned off-campus housing. I mean, there's still apartment. I mean, our technology is so flexible. It can go into literally any kind of building. And whether it's the student paying the utility bill, mom and dad paying the utility bill, you know, it's somehow being provided through, you know, as a aggregated cost for the resident. Either way, there's some stakeholder that's looking at that going, I would really like to reduce this bill. And actually, if you don't mind me just mentioning something, I was doing a little research before our call, and I'm not going to mention the name of the utility provider, but I know that you guys in Florida have three big ones. Let's just say it's the one big one that supports the western region of Florida.
Okay.
And I was reading an article. I didn't get a chance to vet the author or anything like that, but it stated that this utility in 2003 had charged their customers $83 for 1,000 kilowatt hours of power. That means we don't need to worry about that number necessarily. But then in 2014, that rate was raised to $124.30, which is a 48% increase in the cost of electricity from 2003 to 2014, which is leaps and bounds above the other two utilities in Florida.
Wow.
So, you know, there's electricity rates are going up across the country, but there's a clear example of almost a 50% increase over the course of 9 years, which is significant. I mean, costs are going up, and everyone wants to somehow reduce their electricity related costs.
Well, it sounds to me like you can do it with AC, you can do it with heating, you can do it with lights. What are the ways that you do this?
Yeah, so we would implement technology that would effectively automatically control the lights, the HVAC, and any plug loads inside of a building. Let's take a off-campus housing where typically you have an apartment where you have four different rooms, a common space, a common kitchen, and the bathrooms. It looks almost similar to a dorm room, but a little bit nicer than a dorm room when you go off campus. And you could have a passive system where you have occupancy sensors that are tied to thermostats. So when a resident leaves their individual room, the occupancy sensor would no longer pick up motion and would go into unoccupied mode. You could have coming home, leaving home switch that's a more actively engaged program where the last person to leave that apartment would actually press the switch and all the lights would go off, the HVAC would set back, and plug loads would turn off. So we can either do it in a passive way or in an interactive way. The good thing is that students, particularly, you know, or people of that age, let's say, that demographic, are becoming more intrinsically motivated to be more conservative and be more green and live a more sustainable you know, existence with a lower carbon footprint. So asking them to do these kinds of things is not as big of a deal as it may have been 15, 20 years ago.
You know, we heard Andy talking about how it does help him with his marketing to talk about he's energy efficient and working on green. And we all know that green saves energy, and it doesn't matter if it's solar or right off of coal power or whatever. Saving energy is saving energy. Now, if folks want to get more information about Magnum Energy Solutions and maybe talk to you direct, Corey, how do they do that?
Sure. An easy, quick way, since we all use the World Wide Web on a daily basis, would be to visit us at www.magnumenergysolutions.com. They can also reach us directly at 330-656-9365. Or Google us, Magnum Energy Solutions. Our website will pop up, and we're passionate about energy efficiency. We're passionate about what we do, and I think that shows in our work and in the conversations we have with prospective companies and hotels and universities looking to reduce their energy consumption.
Well, Corey, thank you so much for taking time out. I think next time maybe we'll talk about what you do with hotels or maybe one of the other sectors. But
sure.
Golly gee, this is really great stuff. I want to thank you for being a sponsor and for being part of our show today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jim, for the opportunity to spread the good word.
All right, Corey, thanks for keeping America energy efficient. We're going to be right back after this with Tarek Maddox. He works out the NFL stars. He's going to tell you what to do if you've got a cold during cold and flu season. Back after this. All right, and you know, it's always good business to give your customers what they want. The folks at Collier Companies and Magnum Energy Solutions know that, and so do our friends at Warren Henry. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my two Infinities from them, including my brand new one, I knew I was getting the best price because they guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. In that package, you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you're going to buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll always get the Warren Henry Advantage. Add in their exceptional service that they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody, I want to remind you to get the Lawrence Kids Love and Healing Specialty License Plate designed by internationally famed artist Romero Brito. So go to www.lawrencekids.org and order your For Hope Lawrence Kids Love and Healing Specialty License Plate today.
You look forward to that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, the guy said it, and here I am. I'm back, and I'm here with NFL trainer Tarek Maddox. Hey, Tarek, how you doing?
Jim. How's it going? Happy to be back.
Oh, listen, I'm glad to have you back. Thanks for going on hiatus for a week or so for us, but we really do appreciate having you back. And it's cold and flu season, and I know I'm violating every rule by being out on the town and working my buns off, drinking tons of coffee and tons of Gatorade just to keep vertical while I fight a cold. What am I doing wrong, Tarek?
Well, actually, Jim, you know, it is flu season, so this is the season to be clean, keeping our hands sanitized, wash with soap every other hour. So if you're working out, you're going to try to prevent colds and germs as much as we can if you're going to be in the gym. But I would recommend staying away from the gym. If you do happen to go to the gym, make sure your stationary workout area is very clean. You're clean, and try to avoid contact with other individuals in the gym. Try to avoid shaking hands and hugging and all that stuff. You want to keep yourself away from people as much as possible, not to be, you know, OCD, but you know what I'm saying, Jim.
Sure. Now, Tarek, they give those little handy wipes that sanitize the machine, so I guess you should use those before you work out because you never know if the person before you had a cold.
That's right, and that's where a lot of colds are picked up, in the gym and fitness studios. And if I use a dumbbell, I have a cold, you pick it up, there you go, you have it. So if you're going to go to the gym, which I don't recommend during this flu season, I recommend staying home in your backyard, in your living room, somewhere where you don't have to worry about tons of people with germs floating around everywhere, especially during the flu season, because you put your immune system in a compromised situation.
Now, we don't really work out in a gym anyway. We work out kind of in the field and on the track with all the different things that we do. You know, the only time I ever touch a handle on a machine is when I'm doing the elliptical or something. But let's say somebody's come down with a cold. Should they work out with that cold, or should they sit on the side? I've always wondered that, you know?
Well, Jim, there's ways of sweating a cold out of you, like, for example, going into the sauna or kind of beating the cold before it gets to you, running it out. But you want to sweat as much as possible. And number two, you want to stay hydrated as much as possible, or even chew on vitamin C tablets, drinking your OJ, your Gatorade, your apple juice. You got to stay hydrated as much as possible. Even if you feel a cold coming on, you got to start fighting it before it gets you completely.
All right. Now, I want to change topics a little bit on you, Tarek. The college football season's ending. I know that the agents are starting to call you to have you work their different clients out and get them ready for the NFL Combine. So
exactly.
What is it that you might do to help a young man get himself ready to participate in the NFL Combine? For instance, can you help somebody lower their 40 time?
Oh, exactly. That's what I do. That's what I specialize in. And I've been superior at that. Basically, you just want to do a full body assessment with that individual, just making sure he's healthy, number one. He doesn't have any serious conditions of injuries or whatever. And you want to kind of just assess him the proper way so he's prepared the right way for that 40.
What other types of things do you do? Agility drills, speed drills, strengthening drills? I'm sure you do that thing with the parachute,
yes.
Man.
All of that stuff is combined in a session. Some of it, some days we have to rest. Of course, rest and recovery. Rest is number one, recovery, stretching. When it comes to the exercising, you don't want to overtrain the player. You want to kind of give a slow introduction of the power, the speed, explosiveness. You don't want to overtrain him too quickly, too soon, because then wear and tear sets in. By the time it's time for him to run his 40, he gets hurt before he can even go out and perform. So it's a very serious approach in that type of situation.
So if you can help somebody be a little more agile or gain a little speed, move up a couple of rounds, that's a whole lot of money.
Oh, yeah, that's big time, Jim. That's serious business. Yep.
Now, we've seen that Frank Gore, one of your clients, has really been doing terrific this year in the NFL, really being perhaps one of his most durable seasons. You work with him in the offseason. What are some of the tips that you can give our weekend warriors that you give Frank that help them avoid injury? And, oh, I might add, I've been working out with you for now 8 months, and I haven't had one day on the sideline injured.
That's right. Eating is very important, obviously. You don't want to go out and work out on an empty stomach because you put yourself in jeopardy of falling out or fainting or blood sugar levels dropping too low, and then your system is compromised. Your muscles and your workout is also compromised. So basically eat something before you go out and work out. Warm up for 20 to 30 minutes, if you're not in a rush during the workout. And, it's a slow approach. You don't have to rush your workout. Take your time. Go out in the field, and you get that agility ladder, and you go to work.
Now, Tarek, here it's Thanksgiving. It's the fall. We've got listeners all over the country and all over the world, actually. And some of them are in places where it's cold up north now, and it's snowing, and they can't really go outside. What are some good tips that you can give people to stay healthy as the winter comes upon us?
Well, you want to stay warm. Got to keep your body temperature to, got to be warm. You don't want to get too cold because then your immune system is compromised. Again, you're easier to get sick or get the flu. So number one is stay warm, stay germ-free, and you got to exercise. You have to find your way into a gym, into your house, backyard, basement, wherever. If it's cold, you got to find some way to work out.
Now, Tarek, what's your favorite kind of at-home type of stuff? I mean, people do running, they do walking, but is there really something somebody can do at home? I mean, we use, like, the stability ball and the little, you know.
Yeah, definitely. There's tons of things that you can do at home. You can actually get a deck of cards, face cards, go in your living room. You don't have to run through the whole deck of cards. If you're okay with push-ups, you can do if you want to run through the whole deck if you can. If not, you can run through a quarter of the deck or three-quarters of a deck. Every time you flip a card, if you flip a 7, you do 7 push-ups, and you wait 7 seconds. Flip a card, you flip a 10, you do 10 push-ups, you wait 10 seconds. You flip a 5, you do 5 push-ups, you wait 5 seconds, and so forth.
Wow, that's actually really kind of a fun kind of thing to do. Now, Tarek, just a couple more minutes. I've noticed that you run your camp down in South Dade, and I've seen some amazing results with some of the folks that you work out with down there, not to mention the fact that I had custom pants made this summer, and they already don't fit, thanks to you, brother, making my waist drop even. I didn't think that was really possible. How is it that you're able to help people burn fat that well?
I told you that we were going to do that, Jim, didn't I?
Yes, you did, and I'm stopping the ice cream now, man. I'm stopping, I promise.
Awesome. I'm very proud of you, Jim. But actually, you know, it's all about muscle confusion and consistency. If you're not confusing your muscles, you're not consistent, nothing's going to happen. So whatever you're doing, try to confuse the muscles as possible. You don't have to get too crazy. Keep it simple, like KISS, K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, silly.
All right.
And you want to be consistent. That's pretty much it.
All right. Now, how do people find you if they want to work out like an NFL pro?
Very simple. To follow me on Twitter at Tarek Maddox, or you can simply shoot me an email at TarekMaddox@yahoo.com, and I can be easily reached through those two.
All right. Well, listen, man, I got to go, but I'll see you Saturday, and I'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Hey, I want to thank our guests, Andy Hogshead, Corey Vanderpool, and, of course, Tarek Maddox. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, U Health, the Miami Marlins, Lawrence Kids, and, of course, Magnum Energy Solutions. I want to also thank the Miami Dolphins, the NFL Alumni, Social Media 305, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and I want to thank you, our listeners. Join our community. Give us feedback at Jim Fried at Fried on Business. That's Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Our website, www.friedonbusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Next week, we're going to have a best of because I'm going to be with my family for Thanksgiving. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Went out of South Alabama, come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy. But down at home, they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. Well, a hush fell over the pool room. Jimmy come bopping in an awful street. And when the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cutting about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more. A different kind of story when the big Jim hit the floor. There's a saying, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Slim. Yeah, big Jim got his hat. Find out where's that is not hustling people strange to you. Even if you do got a two-piece.